A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever since the DP World International League T20 has started, we have firmly been on the Desert Vipers bandwagon. And, I mean, you've been down to the JA Resort where the players are a couple of times now.
Well, that's right. I went there for the jersey launch. And what a beautiful setup with everyone just walking around the beach when the jerseys were launched. Colin Munro coming in on a boat. And this time, it was a rowing boat. So not we didn't waste any fuel.
Well, wasn't James Bond style.
No, we the idea was not to waste any fuel.
Well, joining us back is friend of the show, the CEO of the Desert Vipers, Phil Oliver. Thanks very much for coming back in.
Thanks, Kitch. Good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to see you in here. And we know we rate our guests by the amount of social media team that are around. And you've got two in for following you today. So you're up there as one of the most important ones.
No pressure.
Last night, that was a fantastic match, wasn't it? So you came down to the final ball with Shaheen Shah Afridi. You got there in the end. Were you nervous going into that final over?
Yeah, a bit of a nail biter. Heart rate has just about calmed down. But we got over the line. That's the most important thing. It was quite a match in lots of ways. But yeah, Shaheen doing the business off the last ball. Yeah, great to get another 2 points.
Well, I mean, see, it's always good to get a win. But getting a win in that fashion, did the think tank actually go back to the dugout and say, listen, you could have probably got the two on the penultimate delivery and probably ease the nerves out for everyone?
Maybe, yeah, not that level of detail. But just in general, I think we could have made it a bit easier on ourselves. But yeah, as I said, the most important thing is getting the points. And hopefully it's a good sign that there's still room for improvement. Yeah.
Now, coming up this weekend, it's the sustainability match, and you've been so vocal about this. I know you've even got the slightly green jersey for the Desert Vipers, but what is it about sustainability that you're so proud about your work with the Desert Vipers?
Yes, indeed. I've got the jersey, actually, that we'll be wearing on Saturday. So it's our special match wear for the sustainability match, and this is really a representation of everything we're doing in this area. It's been central to all of our strategies and plans for the last few months, and this is the, if not culmination, it's really the celebration of how far we've got so far and really raising awareness of where we're at and what's next. It's, to answer the question, it's really because it's so important. It's important to everyone, but it really is in cricket. We see that all around the world when cricket matches are disrupted by climate change. So we think it's an important message for us to send, that we can try and do our bit, and setting an example is the best way of doing that.
Now, what are you doing with fans? Because you're also going to be giving out some green shirts to wear. I think you're asking maybe fans to bring in their old and their unwanted sports kits that are just lying around the back of cupboards?
Yeah, exactly. So reuse, reduce and recycle, there are three sort of main messages, and there's all of those elements will be in display. So this, as I say, is a chance for fans to participate in what we're doing. The green shirts the players are wearing is a sort of a sign of that, but really there's a lot going on around the ground, and we're encouraging fans to come in green fancy dress. There's green face painting available, there's education talks, and indeed if you bring a shirt with you of any description or any sort of match kit, give it to one of the Desert Vipers team and you'll get a nice green fan jersey In return, and we are upcycling and recycling. So if that shirt is good enough to reuse, we'll distribute it among schools alongside our sustainability impact partner, or if it's not, it'll get turned into something else, including maybe a blanket or something like that that we're actually using at the moment in the hospitality boxes.
Well, I got given a Sharjah Warriors shirt last year. Can I bring that in and trade it for a Desert Vipers?
A splash of yellow would certainly help,
I came across this concept when I was invited for one of the school outings, and the kids were in fact educated about this, that hey, you bring in your any of your old shirts, and I saw a lot of kids bring their old shirts, traded them off with the Vipers fan jersey. Now when you inculcate this thought, this idea at that age group, it might just be a fun activity for the kid to bring in some old jersey or an old t-shirt that doesn't fit them. But in the long run, there is a learning associated. And one of those learnings that I saw, and I was extremely happy and delighted to see that on the ground, on the day of the school activation, and even today when I see you guys playing out on the field, there are zero plastic bottles in use. The one that you're carrying yourself, Phil, over here, is the same one. And during yesterday's game, the cameraman, constantly was focusing on the bunch of bottles with the player names written on it. No plastic bottles going out on the field. That's a fabulous communication that you as a team are putting out.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That, I think, is the key representation of what we're doing, showing that you can make meaningful change by making better choices as an operation. So you're right, we've eliminated the use of single-use plastic in our whole operation, be it at the hotel, at training, or in, as you say, a match day in the dugout. So we've got beautiful state-of-the-art bottles that I've got here. All the players have got those, all staff members, and they use those to refill water from a special filtration system next to the dugout. So gone are the plastic bottles, and we'll have saved thousands and thousands of bottles just across the season by doing this.
We saw that, and also there's another thing that I don't know if it's intentional or communicated in that particular way, but I've seen some of your players actually put out stories and communications with these bottles on their social media, which also creates some amount of awareness within their peer group, within their followers, that if they are using it, maybe I should get one for myself too.
Yeah, the players have been great. We wouldn't really have been able to do this without that level of buy-in. And we're very conscious that we didn't want to disrupt things, actually make things better. Mm-hmm. And these bottles are great. They don't warm up in the sun. It's just a very small change, really, that actually is maybe even benefited performance. So the players are really being on board. And we know that we can hopefully influence and educate, particularly the younger generation,
right,
when high-profile players and sort of idols like that do take these measures. Hopefully that, as you say, education of the next generation around these matters will really take hold.
We're a week and a half into season two of the DP World International League T20, and it's a really tight competition this year. We've got four teams on 4 points. The leader is the MI Emirates on 8 points. What are you enjoying more, and what are you seeing the improvements on season two versus the first one last year?
Yeah, it's very competitive. I think all the teams are stronger. We knew that from the outset, that we'd certainly have to be at our best to try and qualify. Last night's win obviously helps that, halfway through the group stage and all to play for. But I think that the most impressive thing, apart from the fine array of playing talent, which I should say includes UAE players, we've been on the wrong end a couple of those performances. some real standout performances from local players. But really it's the crowd and engagement. We've seen that up close. Lots of red shirts being handed out, lots of tickets being bought. And we, I think, really saw that particularly at Sharjah over the weekend, when there was a crowd of 13,000 plus to see us not quite get over the line against Sharjah Warriors. But that just shows, I think, the potential of this league and just how it's really taking hold locally. And it's great to see that level of support. And we really look forward to turning the DIS green on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm enjoying, and we had this conversation off air, I've been enjoying taking along some people to experience cricket who have never experienced it. And the guy I took last night, my friend TK, is from Texas. And he got in the car and he said, "Oh yeah, Kitch, I was researching a bit of cricket before the game." He goes, "Which T20 side did Bradman play for?"
He'd been good whatever he did in T20.
He would have been good, but whatever league he played for. But I mean, the caliber of the players. Every time I speak to people, back home, I go, "Oh no, it's David Warner, Nareen, Shaheen Shafiq." The quality, I think that, and Neil's touched on this a few times, having 8 international players.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Introduces a high level of quality, but as a CEO, what does it mean for you when you're having to bring together, you know, a greater selection of players that haven't played against each other and they've got different religions and different backgrounds, and you've got to make them gel within this short period?
You're right, yeah, it is a bit of a challenge because we are thrown together for just over a month, but yeah, that's the opportunity really, is to try and create a culture very quickly, and that's what our coaching group are very good at. You know, today we were just doing a shooting activity that was a bit of a team bonding thing down at JA Resort, and things like that just bring the players together, and it's great to see players of all backgrounds mixing together. It doesn't matter if you've played, scored 10,000 T20 runs like Colin Munro, or you're making a debut like Tanish Suri did during this tournament. Yeah. You know, everyone's in it together, and creating that bond and team culture about what we do on and off the field has really made a difference in how we've gelled so quickly.
You spoke about Tanish Suri. He's a fabulous lad. We saw him, you know, I was calling the games during the Under-19 Asia Cup, and he was a standout performer. Coming into a squad like yours, which is, you know, the finalist of the previous edition, some amount of pressure would be there, I'm so sure. But the way he played in the very first game, you know, Azam Khan wasn't there. He was taking those balls down the leg side very cleanly, and that opportunity that he got when he came to bat, one ball, flicked it towards the backward square leg for a four, looked so confident. He's what, 18-year-old kid. Yeah. How do you communicate with a kid like that in presence of literally legends of the game in the house?
Yeah, that was one of the highlights, I think, of the tournament so far. That shot where he just flicked it down to fine leg, just totally fearless. And I think the coaches picked up on that very quickly, that he's got great skill, but a great attitude. You know, things like speaking up around reviews. There was one that he pushed back on to a very senior player saying, "I don't think he hit that, let's not review." So there's definitely something about him. And, you know, I think if you're good enough, you're old enough, really, is the attitude of the coaches. And we're very excited about his potential. But as always, the chance is here, and he certainly grabbed his when he stepped in on that first match. And of course, last night, he had to come on and keep wicket in place of Azam. So, yeah, I think it's that culture that we've created does help people step in and give them the chance to flourish and know that if you're playing, you're there on merit.
So it's the sustainability match. It's coming up this Saturday. It's going to be a big one. 2:30, so it's an afternoon match at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And, of course, Neil, the fan zone, 2 hours beforehand. Bring the family, bring the kids down. You've got all that entertainment as well before the match.
Well, that's right. We're going to be there. And like Phil mentioned, bring in your old jerseys and just hand them out to any of the Desert Vipers team members over there, and get a brand new green jersey, and then let's paint the stadium green.
Lots of prizes, including water bottles, and that fan carnival is going to be a bit special, as you mentioned, Neil. And we look forward to seeing lots of fans down there. Wear something green, and you know, we're really excited about bringing something brand new. Actually, this is a historic moment for cricket in the country, and it's going to be a great celebration of what we're doing, and hopefully what others can follow on from us.
I'm glad there's going to be some free stuff, because our producer Pranab wasn't going to come down, but now there's something for free. he might as make his way down.
As long as they're wearing green, absolutely.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's this Saturday afternoon, and we do have two tickets for you. If you want to enjoy all the action of the sustainability match, SMS your name and the Desert Vipers to 0586861003, and you can be down there on Saturday. The CEO of the Desert Vipers, Phil Oliver, thank you very much for coming in, and congratulations on the Green Sustainability Initiative.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck with the rest of the tournament. TSB, Talk Sport Business on Talk 100.3.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.